From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri officials say welfare recipients with medical marijuana cards will continue to get financial aid. Social Services Department spokeswoman Rebecca Wolfel says the agency will continue to help those who test positive for marijuana as long as they have medical cards for it. This policy follows Missouri voters in 2018 saying patients with cancer, epilepsy, and other illnesses may use cannabis if they get doctor approval. That put those patients at odds with a state law that requires temporary assistance for needy families' applicants to be screened for drug use. If participants fail or don't show up for that drug test, they risk losing welfare benefits for 3 years. Missouri now exempts recipients with medical marijuana cards. The University of Missouri will guarantee admission to students from the state's community colleges if they meet certain requirements. The university and the Missouri Community College Association announced Friday they have signed an agreement to encourage community college students to transfer to MU. The agreement was signed by a dozen Missouri community colleges. It will guarantee admission to the university if students have completed an associate's degree in arts, applied science and nursing, or teaching, or completed a 43-hour general admission block of courses. The agreement takes effect immediately. The two-year community colleges included in the agreement are Crowder, East Central, Jefferson, all campuses of Metropolitan Community College, Mineral Area, Moberly, North Central Missouri, Ozarks Technical, St. Charles Community College, St. Louis Community College, State Fair, and Three Rivers. The Justice Department is looking into a Missouri class action lawsuit accusing national real estate brokers of conspiring to charge excessive fees. The Kansas City Star reports that attorneys in the department's antitrust division noted in a recent court filing that it's investigating the matter. A pair of Kansas City law firms sued major residential real estate brokerage companies this year on behalf of Missouri residents who have sold a house since April 2015. The Missouri suit is similar to one filed in Illinois that some spectators say could put the business model of residential real estate brokerages in jeopardy. The National Association of Realtors is asking a judge to halt the lawsuit. Missouri may find itself at the epicenter of what people are calling the future of mass public transit. The Virgin Hyperloop One project stopped in Columbia last week to demonstrate how its proposed system would work. Its projected route along I-70 between Kansas City and St. Louis could make a commute between the two cities just half an hour long. Hyperloop One's head of marketing and communications, Ryan Kelly, says the Hyperloop track could also provide a lot for Columbia and MU.
And so we can imagine if we're creating a certification track to certify this new mode of transportation globally, that we would need a lot of support and engineering, software engineering, etc. And so Mizzou could potentially be that hub.
The company estimates that the first track could be complete and operational by 2029. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.